Shalom and hi everyone. Welcome to the United Herzog podcast. You're probably familiar with learning concepts such as collaborative learning, the jigsaw method, self-directed learning, and active learning. Sometimes these methods and techniques seem a little bit vague. United Herzog has prepared a series of short and focused podcasts on a number of educational approaches. The podcasts are workshops for building lesson plans based on diverse, inviting, and engaging learning practices that encourage students to take an active and meaningful part in their learning. We've also prepared accompanying materials for you and your students that help improve their learning using these practices. These practices may be adapted to any content and any age group. So go ahead, take the material you've planned to teach, find a quiet place, put on your headphones, and join us. The energy we feel when entering the Beit Midrash, where students sit and study in pairs, read texts, discuss, argue, and debate, is an extraordinary and exciting experience. Chevruta is a traditional Jewish way of learning that combines three factors: I, my partner friend, and the text. In pairs, we read and study the text, ask each other questions, challenge perspectives and assumptions, and reach common insights together. As it is said, a knife will only become sharpened at the side of another. So too, a Torah scholar can only become sharpened by a friend. During the Chavruta studies, the learners create a connection between them and the text. They raise dilemmas and sometimes are even embarrassed when expressing opposing opinions. But all of this is done in order to explore and learn together with empathy and an aspiring to intensify their studies. But Chevruta is not intended for studying Jewish texts only, and this method can also be applied to other fields of knowledge, such as modern texts, videos, or audio clips. You can use Chevruta to learn new subjects or become more familiar with other subjects. Chevruta allows learners to experience a deep understanding of the subject itself and to be with a study partner. Please stay with us and I will guide you in the process of building a Chavruta-based lesson plan. At the end of this section, you will have a ready lesson that you can use in class. Let's begin! Are you here? Great! I suggest you sit in a place where you are comfortable to work. Maybe put on headphones and prepare a tool for documenting the structure of the lesson. It can be a notebook, a sheet of paper, or a computer. I suggest that you use the page for building the lesson plan that we prepared especially for you. Template for building a Chavruta partner-based lesson plan, accompanying worksheet for podcasts. There are four stages to building a lesson plan based on Chavruta. I will explain each step and leave you some work time while listening to pleasant music. If you feel you need more time, just stop the recording, keep working, and get back to us. First, think about your class. I suggest you close your eyes and imagine the classroom. Think about your students. Think about how you can team them up. The word Chevruta comes from Aramaic and means friend, and hence the power of partnership. Before you even think about your source of information, text, video clips, pictures, or your learning goals, think about successful connections between your students. Think about their strengths and how they can benefit from learning together. If there is an odd number of students, you can have a team of three as well. Take 3 minutes to think about how you are going to group the students. Have you organized your pairs? Now think about sources of information that can promote your educational goals. These can be texts, audio clips, videos, or any other source. The source of information should be age and location appropriate for your students. I suggest you choose a source that stimulates and opens their minds and can stimulate discussions. Split the task into two parts. First, write from memory as many sources of information as possible. These can be sources of information you know or inspirations for an idea, after which you will look for the exact source. Then go through them leisurely and choose which you believe will be the most suitable source of information. This step may take you a little longer, so feel free to stop and continue after you finish selecting your texts. You have 3 minutes to complete this task. Now comes the big question. How will your students know what to do? Of course, we will explain it all to them at the beginning of the lesson. What we are going to do now, how we are going to study, and with whom they are in a team with. But we will also prepare an instruction sheet for them with supporting questions for their work process and hold discussions within the chavruta. Think of questions that the students can deal with. These can be questions that can be answered in the text or are based on the text. I suggest that you write as many questions as possible that you think could be suitable, and at the end, you can choose about 3 to 4 central questions that you would like your chavrutas to study together. Wow, well done. You have reached the last stage. Now you need to pinpoint the instructions for your students. What you will say and when, what the different stages are, and what is your place within the chavruta process, which is mainly to move between the teams, join the discussions, and stimulate conversations and thoughts. To make the instructions more precise for yourself, I suggest that you use the infographic page in the website that you can work with. That's it. Well done. You have a lesson plan based on chavruta. You, of course, can continue developing more lesson plans using this method. We hope you found this podcast to be helpful. Don't forget to also visit the United and Herzog College websites, where you will find additional materials about the practices and other useful resources for future lessons, inspiration, and enrichment. Good luck!